CRTV's afternoon edition with me, Drusilla Mokoso Jockey. In our top stories, the plethora of investment and business avenues available in Cameroon are being presented to investors from member states of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation at their fourth Economic and Development Forum, opened today in Yaoundé by the Secretary General in the Ministry of External Relations. Senior officials in basic and higher education sectors are availing themselves of projects and skills crucial in promoting and developing both sectors' capacities and impacting the country's development drive. In sports, the under-20 Lions are fine-tuning tactics ahead of their first match in the UNIFAC qualifiers for the 2025 AFCON in their category. And those were our top stories, but first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Winston Lepga. Cameroon is making moves towards attracting investors, many of whom are from member countries of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC. The financiers and business people are exploring the investment opportunities in the country at the 4th Economic Development Forum, taking place in Yaoundé on the sidelines of the 50th session of the OIC's Council of Ministers. The theme is Investing in Cameroon, Land of Attractiveness. A World Bank mission is in the country to discuss plans to back up Cameroon's development efforts. This is within the framework of a scheme that was launched in May, known as Local Governance and Resilient Community Projects. Members of the mission were granted an audience with the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam, with whom they talked about supporting Cameroon's decentralization process. The head of delegation, Shakib Jinani, said there is a need to quicken the pace, and so they brainstormed ideas on laying down the procedure for actions in that direction to begin as soon as possible. A forum to encourage entrepreneurship in private institutions of higher learning in the country has taken place in Yaoundé with the purpose of developing the enterprise skills of the students. The Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Pham Dongo, visited the exhibition stands at the forum and saluted the efforts of the private institutions of higher learning. Cameroon's education reform support project is reportedly being implemented at about 60%. It is funded by the World Bank, and the project has enabled the government to provide birth certificates to over 50,000 children in the country. The steering committee of the education reform support project met in its eighth ordinary and seventh extraordinary sessions today in Yaoundé under the chairpersonship of Basic Education Minister Professor Laurent Serge Etundingwa. From Wednesday the 25th to Friday the 27th of September, the Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Nganou Jumesi, will be chairing in the meeting room on the first floor of the Ministerial Building No. 1 a review of road projects being carried out nationwide. This will be done in the presence of project teams, companies, control missions, and other bodies involved in road infrastructure construction. The main aim of these working sessions is to examine any constraints with a view to lifting them in compliance with the schedules presented and to assess the pace of implementation of the projects to be completed by the end of 2024 in line with the Ministry of Public Works mission statement and 2024 performance targets. The Competitive Entrance Examination into CRTV's Audiovisual Heritage Training and Conservation Institute, IFCPA, kicked off successfully this morning across seven accommodation centers nationwide. Over 100 candidates are taking part in the critical assessment supervised by the school's Director Delegate, Emmanuel Mbede, who announced that the Director General of CRTV has authorized a catch-up examination session for October 15, 2024. Abroad, over 1,000 inmates who are seriously ill in the most notorious prisons in the Democratic Republic of Congo have been released to tackle overcrowding. The release began at the Makala prison in the capital, Kinshasa, on Sunday. In sports, the under-20 Lions are in the Republic of Congo for the Central African Football Federation Union UNIFAC Cup. They play against the under-20 Red Devils of Congo on Thursday at the Massamba Debat Stadium in Brazzaville. The competition serves as zonal qualifiers for the Under-20 Africa Cup of Nations. Out of the 7 teams taking part in the competition, 2 will qualify for the AFCON. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT This Afternoon Edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's Afternoon Edition.
Connecting people.
Thank you for being with us. Cameroon's huge investment opportunities have been unveiled to investors from member states of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, the OIC, with the objective to lure potential investors to boost the country's economic development. This is at the 4th Economic and Development Forum, hinged on the theme, Investing in the New Cameroon, Land of Attractiveness, and which was opened in Yaoundé today by the Secretary General in the Ministry of External Relations, Chimoun Oumarou. George Mwam has the details.
Over 500 investors, economic actors, innovators and policymakers from member countries of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation are attending the 4th Economic and Investment Forum in Yaoundé. According to the Director General of the Islamic Center for the Development of Trade, Latifa El Bouab Delawi, the forum holding on the sidelines of the 50th session of the Council of Foreign Ministers of the OIC will help raise awareness of the economic potentials of Cameroon.
We are here to promote investments in Cameroon. ICDT Investees is a concept that we developed at ICDT to meet investment opportunities with investors in our region.
The essence is to channel investments, especially from the Gulf countries, to key sectors in Cameroon such as agriculture, livestock, renewable energy, transport and mining.
We have very big companies that are investing now in the world, so our objective is to reorient these investments to projects in our region and especially in Cameroon.
The two-day activity organized by the Cameroon Investment Promotion Agency in collaboration with the Islamic Center for the Development of Trade and the Arab Bank for Economic Development in Africa will be marked by business meetings, a discussion panel for financial institutions and the exhibition of Made in Cameroon products.
Here now is the Acting Director General of the Cameroon Investment Promotion Agency, Boma Donatus, who says the forum offers a platform for Cameroonian businessmen to network with their peers from other parts of the world in order to knit win-win partnerships. Let's listen to him.
This forum brings together businessmen, investors from the Islamic states and Cameroonian businessmen to network together to see opportunities that are available to come into win-win investment opportunities on each other side. We have more than 5 sectors of interest which have been identified together with the Director General of ICTV, and we have brought in these businessmen. We have to look for interaction in between these businessmen on B2Bs with Cameroonian businessmen so that they can come up with palpable projects and have these projects financed. I want to just let you know that Islamic organization has a lot of financing and a lot of big investors. All the Arab countries are all Islamic states, and that's where money is now in the world. So when we bring the Islamic cooperation to Cameroon, we are doing something to open up our economy to new investors who are also interested in investing in our import substitution schemes.
The Acting Director General of the Cameroon Investment Promotion Agency, Boma Donatus. On to education, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, says university education should not only provide academic and theoretical knowledge, but also enable students to develop entrepreneurial skills to improve on their competitiveness in the job market. Professor Jacques Famdongo was speaking today in Yaoundé at the start of a forum on private higher education, hinged on the theme, the establishment of entrepreneurial universities in private higher education in Cameroon. Details with FOC Babatunde.
Over 50 private higher institutions across the national territory present at the exhibition have answered the call to provide youths with profitable skills to enable them to be productive Cameroonians in diverse fields.
We are 100% into it. We have different fields of study, beginning from fashion, clothing and textile. We do a hands-on training wherein the students live not only the theoretical aspect, but they are able to produce the items and they can be able to sustain themselves. What they are doing today actually have a pride of place, and we are proud to produce students who are able to come out with items like that.
According to one of the proprietors of one of the institutions, Barrister Lamango Magdalene, the initiative which seeks to transform institutions into enterprises requires financing.
We've done all what it takes. We've incubated the projects. They are ready. They are mature. Now we need to put up all the necessary infrastructure that will permit us to go really industrial and penetrate the market. There is no finance.
Making rounds at the exhibition stands of various universities present, the Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famindongo, called on the youth to be innovators and drivers of the ambition to make universities incubators of enterprises, especially during this era of digitalization.
And the Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famindongo, comes back on the reasons youth should embrace entrepreneurship and develop self-employment skills.
I am very happy, very delighted by what I have seen. It is fantastic. But I ask to the students to create enterprises, because students and universities, state and private, must create enterprises. And they must create jobs, because without jobs, we cannot do nothing. We must create jobs for our country, our sub-region, Central Africa, and for the world, because our students are very creative. They must create enterprises.
And that was the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famindongo. Still in education, the Cameroon Education Reform Support Project has facilitated the issuance of over 50,000 birth certificates to pupils and students, enabling them to attend classes and take part in official examinations. The information was made known today in Yaoundé by the Minister of Basic Education, Professor Laurent-Serge Tundingwa, while presiding over the 8th Ordinary and 7th Extraordinary Sessions of the Steering Committee. Details with Kelly Ebin.
The Steering Committee meeting featured a review of the roadmap covered by the Cameroon Education Reform Support Project between January and June this year, strides recorded, as well as challenges faced. The Secretary of State to the Minister of Basic Education, Dr. Ashiri Kilo, details.
An evaluation of the work that we are supposed to have been doing in the project. We are also going to look at the recommendations that were raised during the session that preceded. And we need also to sit and find out whether the money that the World Bank gives us, we are using them judicially. We are also looking at the state of our schools, because some of the money goes to support and clean up our schools. Recently, we had floods in the north of the country, and many of our schools were affected.
According to the general coordinator of the project, Ambrose Owotogo, funds disbursed by the World Bank enabled the government to realize the issuance of birth certificates to over 50,000 pupils and students who did not have the vital document. The general coordinator hopes that the project, whose execution rate is close to 60%, will improve to 90%. Opening the sessions today in Yaoundé, the chairman of the PAREC Steering Committee, Professor Laurent-Serge Etundingwa, urged the stakeholders to put in more efforts to ensure that the set objectives of the Cameroon Education Reform Support Project are achieved by the end of 2026.
Kelly Eben in that report. And more than 100 candidates have begun sitting the entrance examination into CRTV's Audiovisual Heritage Training and Conservation Institute, with a written test to be followed by an oral session tomorrow. According to the director delegate of EFCPA, Emmanuel Mbidi, the examination commenced smoothly across the 7 accommodation centres nationwide. Patience Wingo reports on the start of the exams at the Yaoundé EFCPA campus.
Bonjour, bienvenue, bonne chance à tout le monde.
8 a.m. Tuesday morning, the director delegate of IFCPA addresses candidates at the Ekounou campus in Yaoundé ahead of the kickoff of the examination.
On vous a expliqué comment ça se passe. Vous avez deux épreuves dans la matinée, une épreuve dans l'après-midi. Soyez pas stressés, soyez détendus. Tout va bien se passer. Allez, très bonne chance encore.
He encourages them to stay calm and ascertains their understanding of the exam rules. The candidates began the assessment with a general knowledge test, followed by evaluations in digital knowledge and their respective specialties. Among them, broadcast journalism, directing, video editing, sound, image, computer graphics, and multimedia, as well as audiovisual archiving.
We have an experienced team, and our procedures are very simple, so
everything is okay. We have over 100 candidates here in Yaoundé and other ones in our 7 CRTV regional stations, so everything is going very well.
In Douala, the atmosphere was calm at the examination sub-center, as noted by the littoral station manager, Nalova Mokake.
In the Douala sub-center, we expected a total of 7 candidates this morning, 6 answered present. The examination kicked off at 8 a.m. with the general paper. So far, so good. We'll continue with the second phase of the examination tomorrow with orals.
Additionally, Gonige Shwaibushari, the chargé d'études of IFCPA, confirmed that a catch-up session is planned for those who missed the September exam and for any late submissions.
For some reason, some candidates were not ready. They could not respect the deadline of the 20th of September. So CRTV's top management is conscious of this fact and has instructed that candidates who will come late, we can organize a catch-up session for them. They can write in October.
The oral sessions are scheduled for this Tuesday at all 7 examination centers across Cameroon.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
After 3 p.m., you're listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. A delegation from the World Bank has expressed satisfaction with the level of implementation of the Local Governance and Resilient Community Project, abbreviated Prologue, launched last May 2024. The delegation, headed by the Regional Director for Sustainable Development for the Western and Central African region at the World Bank, Shakib Jenani, made their stance known during an audience today in Yaoundé with the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, Georges Elanga-Obam. Helen Nudin reports.
The Project on Local Governance and Resilient Communities, Prologue, aims to pursue local planification and to reinforce government's efforts towards the development of local communities through councils and the local population. The Regional Director for Sustainable Development for the Western and Central African region at the World Bank, Shakib Jenan, states how the Prologue project shall unfold in the coming days.
Basically, what we agreed on was how we could make sure that we process with the next steps, which is basically the transfer of funds so that realization on the ground can happen, like hard investments and so on. So it will be a lot of medium-sized to small-sized investments, infrastructure, and that will basically be put in motion in the next few months. So now the teams are ready to start.
The local authorities and population have been encouraged to open their doors for development and participate in the exercise. The World Bank has promised to disburse funds for the continuation of the project.
The Ministry of Housing and Urban Development has empowered the Belel Council in the Adamawa region with equipment to assist in the production of about 3,000 pavement slabs per day. While receiving the pavement tools, the minister of the mayor of the Bebel Council, Abu Abubakar, noted that it will enhance the quality of life through improving surfaces and facilitating access to markets, schools, and other strategic areas within the municipality. Elis Wajibanya tells us more.
Residents of Belel have been facing significant challenges due to crumbling roads that are riddled with potholes and uneven surfaces. This has not only made daily movements hazardous, but has also impacted local businesses and access to essential services. The donation of a paver-making machine and paver tools for the production of about 3,000 paving stones daily by the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development to the Belel Council is expected to resolve the issue of roads. Abo Abubakar is mayor of Belel.
This material will help us to produce enough paved stones that will be used to beautify our municipality. The population is also happy because hundreds of jobs will be created.
The head of promotion and social inclusion in the urban milieu at the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development, Nduwop Umaru, representing his minister, adds that the donation also aims to foster community pride through the numerous jobs that will be created. The Belel Council is one of 15 municipalities across the country that is benefiting from such empowerment to enhance the quality of life of residents. Elis Wajibanya, CRTV News, Belel.
8 young people belonging to the delinquents group commonly known as Limikob and suspected of involvement in the gruesome murder of a young man in the Bali neighborhood in Douala recently have been apprehended by security forces. This information was made known by the governor of the Littoral region, Samuel Jedeneva Hadiboa, who promised that the law will be applied to the letter on such youth who go about causing pain to city dwellers. Cynthia Tim reports.
The sledgehammer of security forces has hit and fished out some youths whose gruesome act a few days ago in the Bali neighborhood cost the life of a certain Mr. Eyango. Governor Samuel Dieudonneva Adiboa is Littoral's governor.
When the force of law went to the field and took some of them, one was just having in his house identity cards of a victim. The other one pre-night, showing that their job is to kill people and to harass.
The apprehended delinquent youths are in custody and Littoral's governor promises that the law must take its course.
And from today, there are 8 of them that are at the judiciary police office.
The population has been enjoined to find refuge in the forces of law and order rather than doing so on social media platforms, for solutions will not come from there.
There's no way to go to the social media and say that Douala is not a living place.
Peace, security and order must reign in Douala. Administrative and security authorities are bent on making that happen. Cynthia Etim, CLTV News, Douala.
And on to sports, the under 20 Lions will on Thursday play against the Central African Republic in their first match at the UNIFAC qualifiers for 2024 AFCON in their category. Coach Yvan Kenmoy and his players had their second training session today in Brazzaville, the capital of the Republic of Congo, ahead of Thursday's match. Harrison Ashutiku presents the competition.
Lodge in Pool B alongside Central Africa Republic and Gabon, the under 20 Lions will this Thursday attempt to secure their first win at the UNIFAC qualifiers against Central Africa Republic ahead of the match that will be played at the Stade Massamba Déba Stadium in Brazzaville. Nathan Douala and his teammates had their second training session in the capital city of the Republic of Congo this Tuesday. In the meantime, the host country, the Republic of Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Guinea make up Pool A following the withdrawal of Chad. The competition begins this Wednesday with Group A matches. The host country, the Republic of Congo, will play against the Democratic Republic of Congo while Guinea is on standby. The best two teams in the Seven Nations tournament will qualify for the 2025 Under-20 AFCON.
Thank you, Harrison Ashutiku. And now to NTRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. The plethora of investment and business avenues available in Cameroon are being presented to investors from member states of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation at their fourth Economic and Development Forum, opened today in Yaoundé by the Secretary General in the Ministry of External Relations. Senior officials in Cameroon's basic and higher education sectors are availing themselves of projects and skills crucial in promoting and developing both sectors' capacities in impacting the country's development drive. And in sports, the under 20 Lions are fine-tuning tactics ahead of their first match in the UNIFAC qualifiers for the 2025 AFCON in their category. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Drusilla Mokoso Jockey. Up next is a summary of the news in the French language with Bernadette Messomo. Bon après-midi.
Bon après-midi, Drusilla. Bon après-midi, Madame, Monsieur. Investir au Cameroun, terre d'attractivité, c'est le thème de la 4e édition du Forum économique et d'investissement qui s'est ouvert ce jour à Yaoundé sous la présidence de Chinmoun Oumarou, secrétaire général du ministère des Relations extérieures. Organisé en marge de la 50e session du Conseil des ministres des Affaires étrangères de l'Organisation de la coopération islamique, ce forum est un carrefour du donner et du recevoir pour explorer les opportunités d'investissement mais surtout une occasion pour lier les partenariats gagnant-gagnant co-organisés par l'API et le Centre islamique pour le développement du commerce. L'événement met en vitrine plusieurs secteurs tels que l'élevage, l'agriculture, l'industrie et a pour objectif de promouvoir et développer les investissements entre les États de l'OCI et mettre en exergue les opportunités d'investissement au Cameroun. Les instituts privés d'enseignement supérieur comme les universités d'État doivent désormais, et ce de manière radicale et résolue, créer des richesses et des emplois. Exhortation du ministre d'État, ministre de l'enseignement supérieur, chancelier des ordres académiques, le professeur Jacques Famindongo. C'est à la faveur du forum d'imprégnation des promoteurs des instituts privés d'enseignement supérieur sur le concept université-entreprise dans l'enseignement supérieur privé au Cameroun. Les assises qui se déroulent au palais polyvalent des sports de Yaoundé permettent aux acteurs de ce secteur de mettre en vitrine le potentiel riche et varié qu'offre l'enseignement supérieur privé au Cameroun. Éducation ouverture ce jour de la 8e session ordinaire du comité de pilotage du programme d'appui à la réforme de l'éducation au Cameroun sous la présidence du ministre de l'éducation de base, Laurent Serge Etoundingwa. L'ensemble des membres du comité de pilotage a planché sur les stratégies à mettre en œuvre pour les réformes structurelles. La session vise à évaluer le niveau de mise en œuvre du plan d'action 2024 du programme sur la période de janvier à juin 2024. Formation professionnelle, le métier de l'audiovisuel et du digital. Plus d'une centaine de candidats frappent aux portes de l'IFCPA. Après les épreuves écrites de ce jour qui se déroulent dans les 8 centres d'examen logés dans les stations régionales de la CRTV, les candidats passeront les épreuves orales ce mercredi. Enfin sport, Aigle de la Minois contre Colombe sportive du Djaïlobo. Une affiche inédite à la finale de la Coupe du Cameroun de football ce dimanche 29 septembre au stade Omnisport à Madouaï-Djo de Yaoundé. Dénominateur commun, les deux équipes sont à la chasse de leur première consécration. Si Aigle est à sa troisième tentative, la Colombe passe à l'offensive de la conquête de Dame Coupe pour la première fois. Les protagonistes pèsent d'un poids certain dans la Coupe du Cameroun au regard de leur victoire. Madame, Monsieur, de votre écoute, merci. Nos programmes se poursuivent sur le poste national.